KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The son of the Guadaguza traffic officer who was killed while on duty says he's relieved there's been an arrest in the case, even though it won't bring his father back.
We are devastated. Our dad was our everything. He was our breadwinner. He took care of everything. So it's a bit of a shock to us that dad's not here. We've been getting some good support from the family and friends.
Detectives this morning nabbed the alleged gunman suspected of taking Marimuthu Arumugam's life. Police say the murder weapon was found at the suspect's home in Kwamashu. The 50-year-old was shot dead while approaching a taxi that was parked incorrectly on the N2 just over a week ago. What he did not know is that a suspect was in the process of robbing the passengers in the vehicle. The suspect opened fire, killing the father of three. His son, Kyle Arumugam, says his father was known by most of his family and friends as Desmond.
That was our hero. He did everything for his family. And I guess when you hear other people speak of him as well, all he ever did was speak about his family and his kids. At work, a very well respected, very, very highly trained officer, put everything in his job to help the people of the community.
KZN police are continuing their search for the killers of an e-hailing driver in Durban, Sphephile Ntuli, who was known to have worked in the Kwamashu and Nduzuma areas, as well as at King Shaka International Airport, was reported missing last week. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Nitsyunda says they found his body after recovering his car from Avoca, north of Durban, on Thursday.
Police in Inanda have opened a murder case. A 31-year-old man was found dead at Etafuleni Cemetery. The victim had multiple gunshot wounds. The motive of the killing is unknown at this stage.
Water shortages have halted in-person hearings at the Constitutional Court. Unreliable supply has been affecting the court's operations since the beginning of the month. Court officials say while leaks in the building's water system have been repaired, daily refills from the city of Johannesburg are not guaranteed as the backup water tank only lasts one day. The Office of the Chief Justice says it's in an ongoing discussion with city authorities and Rand Water to urgently resolve the issue. And radioactive debris from Japan's stricken Fukushima nuclear plant has arrived at a research lab near Tokyo after a journey kept secret for safety reasons. It was removed by a robot in what operator Tokyo Electric Power Company described as a tricky trial operation last week. A catastrophic tsunami caused a 9-magnitude earthquake 13 years ago, triggering one of the world's worst nuclear accidents. Around 880 tons of hazardous material remain. Removing the debris is seen as the most daunting challenge in the decades-long decommissioning project because of the dangerously high radiation levels. The aim of the trial debris removal from the plant is to study the sample for clues about conditions inside the reactors. Durban, a high of 22 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 21. Richards Bay, 24. The top story, the son of the Guadaguza traffic officer who was killed while on duty over a week ago says he's relieved there's been an arrest in the case, even though it won't bring his father back. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.